With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $100 to get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions do apply.
Howdy ho, Degenerinos, and welcome back to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Or if it's your first time, welcome to the podcast. Episode 272. Took you long enough to get here if this is your first time, but you're welcome here. Anyhow, 272, that's dedicated to Muradov Professional League, which is a fight apparently, and we're going to cover it today. It gave us something to actually cover, which is good, since the UFC is still taking a little break. They're still in the news for all the wrong reasons, but UFC is taking a break from action in the cage. I'm one of your hosts for this year episode, Jeff Chalks Fox. Thanks for listening and for subscribing and for giving us a five-star review. See, I thanked you for it because I know you're going to do that. Apparently, this is, like I said, Muradov is a professional league, a fight league. I'm assuming my co-host knows about it because he's the one who said we're going to cover it today. So we'll see how much he does know about this fight league and how much he can tell us about it. He's the one, obviously, he's the brains behind this operation, the one and only Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
So I will first of all tell you, I know a little bit about it. Not a lot about it.
Have you watched it before?
I have never watched it before.
Oh, boy.
Mostly because, I watched it leading into to talking to you guys about it, because most of these guys, get this, have been fighting for Muradov Professional League because this is their seventh event. We are about to watch Muradov Professional League 7, which, by the way, is on Fight Pass. Yes. Part of the reason why I liked this card is because it is one that I'm going to be able to see. And also, typically, if you've got a sports book that you like that typically offers regional MMA odds, anything that is on Fight Pass often gets added to it. Whether it's a really prestigious organization or it's one you've never heard of, sometimes they even offer grappling odds on certain ones. So there's a good chance you wind up with your sports book having odds on Muradov Professional League. Second of all, we had to cover it because it's got Jeff's favorite actor owns it. So that's
a
cool piece to it.
Mahmoud Muradov, UFC fighter. It's his league. Okay.
Yeah, it is actually his league too. Like, I looked it up at first. I was like, there's no way. And no, it is. It's owned by Mahmoud Muradov, UFC 185er. He apparently has put together a fight league that exists in Uzbekistan.
That was my next question. Where does this take place?
Yeah, Uzbekistan, which is his native country. And I think it's going to be daytime MMA on Saturday. So if you are out to catch all of the regional promotions we've covered this week, Cage Titans, LFA, and Muradov Professional League, you could actually probably watch all three. One's going to be on Friday night, one's going to be on Saturday morning, and one on Saturday night.
If you're a Gumby, that's definitely what you'll do. Actually, if you're a real degen, that's what you're going to do, because we're going to tell you guys that you should be fighting on. So has anyone made it out of this league to the UFC?
I think no, but only because it's been short. It's short-lived. Right. This is only the seventh event. It's not like it's been going for too long. They only started back in October of 2021. I think they're not quite to the spot where they could get somebody there yet. I mean, like, maybe I'm missing somebody. But like the guy who main evented, I think the same guy is main evented 1, 2, 3. This will be his fourth main event for Muradov Fight League. So I think they're trying to get him in there. And like, you know, we'll talk about him later on in the show.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Before we get into that, I'm going to tell you about WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same game parlays, plus reduced juice on sides and totals for all bowl games the day of. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. Limited to state availability. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And we are also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. At Underdog, the season never ends. Right now, you can play their weekly Battle Royale games or even draft your playoff best ball team. They also have a ton of daily games for NBA and NHL. Plus, when you use promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com, you get a 100% deposit match up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. All right, let's jump into these things. Do you even know where Uzbekistan is if I gave you a map?
Yeah, it's right next to like Kazakhstan. It's just south of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, listen to this guy. do you know what the capital of it is?
Hang on a second. I do.
No, don't look it up.
No, because I'm thinking of the capital of Azerbaijan, which is right there too. That one's Baku. I know that one. No, I don't know the capital.
Tashkent.
No,
and that's where this.
I still don't know that actually.
No, and that's where this is taking place. Apparently, there's like 2.4 million people there, so we should know about it. It's big. Anyhow, this is taking place, like I said, in Tashkent. The venue is TC Yunusbad. Yunusbad. Have you ever been there, Dan?
I have not.
Okay, just cracking. All right. So Muradov Professional League 7, Rzamatov versus Chapanov is going down on UFC Fight Pass. So this isn't a totally, you know, bogus league. This is legit. It is happening Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern. So that is, like Dan said, if you're on the East Coast or in North America, it'll be a morning event for you. It's taking place in a cage, sadly. Sometimes you get fun venues for fights in Europe, but not the case here. All right, 10 fights. We're breaking down the top 5 fights on the card, starting with, let me count down, 1, 2, 3, 4, starting with welterweights. Did you pick this fight card just because you want me to try to have to pronounce all these names? Is that
I
one
will
of the reasons?
I will tell you, it is an added bonus, because I think of my favorite things when we break down regional cards, it ranks as follows. My ability to see odds, number one. Yeah, I want to be able to see odds. Number two, my ability to actually watch the fight without having to go to some crazy place that's probably going to get my computer virus. That's number two. Number three, if it makes you say funny names. So it is not the only criteria, but this one hit criteria 2 and 3.
Yes.
So while I don't
hopefully
have odds
soon enough.
Yeah, hopefully odds soon enough. But I can give you my estimated odds and all of the research I did on Muradov Professional League fighters.
I think there's one name that looks like two names that should be easy for me to say. No, three. Okay, three names out of the 10. Three names out of 10 will probably be easy, but see, this one should be easy and I'm messing up. Zaur Izayev versus Mukhidin Mamadzadanov.
Mamadzadanov.
Oh, yes. There's an extra syllable on there that I missed. All right. This one is I apologize to anyone who has a name like this. I'm not butchering them on purpose, even though it does entertain.
It is one of the better parts of the show. So extend our apologies, but also it's funny.
Someone in the Discord did a while ago. I remember they thanked us for at least attempting to get these names right. So that's a positive. All right, I'm going to tell you about what was the guy's name again?
Mamadzadanov.
Mamadzadanov. You act like you know. act like you know these people. Eh? 3-0 with 3 knockouts. All of those fights were in this league. Muradov, Muradov's fight league, professional league, excuse me. He used to fight at lightweight. This one is up at welterweight. That's all I can tell you on him. Izayev is a peaceful warrior. He's 10-5 with 5 knockouts. He's been submitted twice. This is his debut in Muradov league. He's lost 3 straight fights. Last one via submission. He's not won a fight since December of 2019. He also used to be a lightweight. And I don't have any odds, so come to give you a pick and what he hopes to get the odds at.
Yeah, so I think Mamazadnov is probably going to come in here right around -200. Because he is a guy who is a little bit less experienced. We're talking about 3 pro fights versus 15. That is a huge discrepancy. But at the same time, all 3 of them, he's looked pretty damn good in. I think he's going to come in as a favorite also because, as you said, Isaev is coming off of 3 straight losses. So, but the fact that there's a big discrepancy in the amount of fights, I think you might get Mamazadnov, just as a slight favorite or something like that. And from what I've seen of Mamazadnov fight, he's got a really good sense of range. And, you know, as you kind of mentioned, he's winning all these fights by knockout. His boxing is powerful. When he does hit people, they go down. It kind of looked like he was too big for lightweight for a while. I think he might even have more power going up to welterweight. Cause we've seen guys who are cutting too much weight and it kind of zaps their power and it kind of zaps their ability to knock people out. Terrence McKinney is a great example of that. That dude was down at 145 pounds for a while. Couldn't knock out anybody up at 55. Apart from Drew Dober, seems like he could knock anybody out. But Mamazadnov, great range, powerful boxing. I haven't really seen much of him defending a takedown in the film that I could find on him. I'm a little bit encouraged by the fact that he does seem to understand range really well, especially with his boxing. So, like, if that's the case, like, maybe people just can't get in on him close enough. And the bonus of that is he's fighting Isaev, who seems to be the exact opposite. He has a really poor sense of range. He seems to want to close the distance all the time, but doesn't seem to have a good idea how to do that. He's usually chasing people around the cage. He very clearly, this is like a striker grappler matchup. Isaev is going to look for those takedowns. And, while there is a possibility that since I haven't seen Mamazadnov up against somebody who can wrestle or has gotten to wrestle, there's a chance Isaev just like controls him and holds him down the whole time. But from what I've seen of Isaev's fights is anytime he does get somebody down, they're usually up not that long after. It usually seems like he doesn't have good top control, especially if it's against the cage. The person can wall walk a little bit. So like I said, I'm going to take Mamazadnov here, hoping to get him, south of -200. But that's right about around where I expect him to post.
All right. So what was the number again? Excuse me.
You -200.
Yeah. -200. And the pick is Mamazadnov. Enough. Are you sure that's how it's said? Because it's Mamad, and then Zanov is how it's spelled.
Am I adding a syllable? I'm adding a syllable.
Yes, I was right. It's Mamazadnov, I think. I think it's Mamazadnov. We'll have to wait until the broadcast so and see, right?
Yeah, I assume there's English broadcasts of it. At least. On Fight Pass, there usually is. So, yeah, keep our fingers crossed.
All right, let's drop down to bantamweights. Bakhodir Bakiev. I did all right there, I think.
You did great.
Farid Alibab. Let me see. Alib Abazad. Alibabazad.
Alibabazade.
Oh, yes. There's a E at the end. Alibabazade. His nickname is Beck, B-E-K. 7-5-1, 3 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted 3 times. This is his debut in Muradov. He won his last fight via TKO. He's 6 years younger than Bakiev, 4 inches taller. Bakiev Brat is the nickname. He's 8-5-1 with 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 0-2 in Muradov. He's lost 3 straight fights. He's not won since December 2020. Was a regional champion. He also used to fight at flyweight and featherweight. Go ahead.
So Alibabazade is probably going to be the favorite here. I think when you look at, his record and his recent trends and stuff like that, I think people are going to be a little bit higher on him. But I actually like Bakiev in this fight. And the reason is when you watch Alibabazade, when he's in control of something, he looks really good. Like when he's in control of space, he looks like he knows what he's doing and he settles in. When he wrestles and he gets on top of somebody, he's good and he seems to settle in. But when he is pressed or a fighter just comes right at him or something like that, he kind of flails a lot. And I throw around that word flail kind of sparingly because it's it's not like a really nice thing to say about a fighter, but I saw somebody shoot a takedown on Ali Babazadeh, and he like threw like a whole bunch of punches, but like none of them were technical, and like that was his way of defending a takedown. And I think that's a problem against Bakayev, because first of all, he's very high energy, and he keeps a frenetic pace. And also, I've seen him start more than one fight without throwing a punch before he was in on a takedown. Like, he's just like, I'm going for what I want. Balls to the wall. He's not going to stop. So I'm going to take the guy who brings the pace and brings the energy against the guy who has trouble with pace and energy. So I like Bakayev here. I'm going to say, as an underdog, probably not that big, but I'm going to say, like, maybe plus 165.
All right. We got ourselves, hopefully, a first dog of this card. All right, moving on up to welterweights. Eldor Aronov versus Farkhudjon Mashrapov.
I think it's Mashrapov, but you're doing so well. I'm feeling hesitant to correct you now, especially now that I realize I did add an extra an extra syllable to Mamazanov.
Mashrapov is 7-6, 2 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. 1 Noah Muradov, 0-2 over his last 2 fights. He got submitted in both of them. Used to fight at featherweight and lightweight. Aronov, 7-1, 2 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted 1 time. This is his debut in this promotion. He's won 2 straight fights. He won his last one via submission. He used to fight at featherweight and lightweight as well. Over to you.
So you got to have a little bit of concern, even just looking at the records before you get into everything. You got to have a little bit of concern when you see a guy like Mashrapov, who's coming off of back-to-back losses by submission, and his opponent is coming off of a first-round submission. That automatically should be a red flag. I think it's going to be a red flag for the books, too. I think you're going to see Aronov at, like, negative 300. I think he's going to be maybe the biggest favorite on this main card. And don't get me wrong, he's got flaws on his feet. He doesn't seem to put his combinations together well. Sometimes it's just like a big rip and then he resets, and then a big rip and he resets, and, you know, a huge chopping calf kick, but then he resets. He doesn't like put it behind a jab, or he doesn't put a 1-2 together. And obviously that's not great, especially for, you know, a guy who's 7-1. He should be putting strikes together better than that. But he does have good takedowns. He seems to rip people to the ground pretty quickly when he needs to, which you'll see as a trend on this fight card. Like, there are a couple of strikers, but, like, man, this is a grapple heavy card. So if you're a grappling fan, maybe this is the perfect card for you. But yeah, I'm going to go with the guy who gets takedowns and chokes against the guy who's been choked a couple of times in a row.
Yep. All right. So Aronov, what number do you think we'll get him at?
I think negative 300 if we're lucky. Right, it might even get bet up from there once it posts.
Alrighty. Co-main event time. Umar Karimov versus Smiko. Smiko? Sanuav?
I couldn't begin to tell you
that. SMKO. Smiko. Sanuav. I think there's some letters missing there. And like I said, this is lightweight. Sanuav is 3-1, 1 knockout, 2 submissions, and he's been knocked out once, so he's never gone the distance in the fight. 1-1 in Muradov. He's won his last fight via TKO. Karimov, 3-0, 1 knockout, 2 submissions. So he's never gone the distance either. All his fights were in this promotion, Muradov, and he used to fight at welterweight. Over to you.
So this one was an interesting one to break down for me, because when you watch them strike, they actually do a lot of similar things. Both are really hesitant in early exchanges in fights. Like, they start very tentatively. They throw a lot of punches that are, like, you can tell feeler out punches, that they're clearly not entirely comfortable at the exchange yet. And it takes them a really long time to figure things out. And against fighters who strike well, both of them shell up defensively a little bit too much for my own taste. They don't circle away or, you know, block and move or block and counter. They just, like, shell up. They don't want to get hit anymore. It's nice that they're fighting each other, because then you can almost, like, cancel out that striking game and then just think about the wrestling game. Because both of them, good takedowns, both of them, good top game. Karimov has a little bit of an issue with his takedown defense. And I think some of it comes from his cardio. When he puts the pace on a little bit too much, it seems like he starts to melt a little bit and he starts allowing takedowns instead of getting them. So I actually expect Sanuev to get more of the takedowns. But at the end of the day, I think the difference maker, while he's going to be on his back is the fact that Karamov's jiu-jitsu is just like much, much better than Sanyuev. Like, I watched a Sanyuev fight where he was in side control after picking up a nice slam. Within seconds, he was back in half guard. Within a couple more seconds, he was back in guard. And then the guy on the bottom tried an armbar on him. And it was like, so he had hit this big slam and landed in an advantageous position. And 10 seconds later, he's defending an armbar. And Karamov, exact opposite. Like, when he's on top, he's attacking submissions. When he's on bottom, I've seen him hit that same armbar that Sanyuev was caught in. So I think Karamov, as long as he... if he gets to the wrestling early, we might not have to worry about his cardio all that much. But even if we do, if this fight is most likely going to wind up on the ground again, because neither of these guys like striking all that much. And I think Sanyuev is like just primed to get caught by Karamov. So I'm going to go with Karamov here. I think that this fight is kind of hard to line, because at the end of the day, like, Karamov kind of has a slightly better record. But I think, like, if you watch them fight, you know, because they're only 3-0 and 3-1. I think if you watch them fight, you'd peg them as being pretty similar. So I'm going to say Karamov -150. Okay. And I think so, like a slight favorite, and I like him at that price. Obviously you're probably never going to find props anywhere here, but I will just tease you in saying that I would like Karamov by submission if it existed.
All right, there you go. Come on, books, get on it. All right. We're going to move up to welterweights and our main event. As my battery gets increasingly low on my laptop, maybe I'll plug it in. We'll see. I got to try to pronounce the names first. Shokhasin Mirzamatov versus Hamzat Chapanov. I'm getting good at this, Dan. We should do more. Chapanov, 12-3, 5 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 1-0 on Muradov. He's won 5 straight fights and 8 of 9. He won his last fight via submission. He used to fight at middleweight and light heavyweight. Mirzamatov, 9-2 with 7 knockouts, never been finished in a fight. 3-1 in Muradov. He's won 8 of his last 9. However, he did lose his last fight. He's fought at middleweight and light heavyweight. Go ahead. What do you think of these two guys?
So Mirzamatov is the one who I said at the top of the show, I think Mahmoud Professional League is designed to try to get him to the UFC or some sort of big show. This will be the fourth Muradov Professional League that he main evented out of the 7 shows. And he just so happens to train out of, get this, Muradov Legion team. So like it's not like there isn't a reason why Mahmoud Muradov would want to see this guy succeed. But as you sort of noted in his record, he has main evented 3 of them, and he just lost his last one against the guy who was, I think a lot of people saw as not nearly as good as him in Edil Ezingulov, man. Yeah, and it's not fun. But like, yeah, like I think he was supposed to go in and steamroll everybody and hasn't. And in addition to that, I think here in this fight, you got a guy in Chapanov who is a very exciting striker, you know, he throws tons of spinning stuff. And in addition to that, if you try to take him down, great chokes as you try to take him down, like a nice Darce when you go to take him down, or I've seen him pull Gilly, although he didn't finish the Gilly that I saw. Like he's got a lot of different submissions for when you shoot on him, if you shoot on him like in sort of a silly fashion. And also, you know, like he fights a little bit with his hands further away from his face, but again, it's more of like a Thai style hands away from the face. He's good in the clinch. I actually think Chapanov is going to beat Muradov's poster boy here. Muradov's what's the word I'm looking for? His prodigy. Yeah. Because I just think at the end of the day, I think he's like a little bit smarter on the feet. And I don't think Mirzamatov is going to give him all that much trouble in the grappling, because I think Chapanov is just like smart enough in his jiu-jitsu. So I'm going to take Chapanov. I'm going to say at the end of the day, this one's probably a pick 'em. I think Chapanov probably comes in with a lot more hype, and I think a lot more people are going to pick him. But Mirzamatov is, like I said, he's Mahmoud Muradov's like poster boy. He trains out of his team. He's headlined 4 out of his 7 cards. Like, I think the idea of him being the guy to come out of this league to give it a name is there, but I actually think Chapanov looks a lot better than him.
All right. We have got the picks. Chapanov, hopefully the pick him. Maybe we can even get him at a dog money. Karamov is a slight favorite. Hopefully Aradov is a bigger favorite. Bakayev, hopefully as the underdog, and start things off with Mamadzhanov as probably a kind of big favorite. So there's your picks for everyone's favorite lead, favorite league, Muradov Professional League. We'll have to check it out. Check it out Saturday. Maybe we'll like it. Maybe this will be a new favorite of ours now that I can pronounce these names properly.
I'm going to tell you that was a little bit of a bummer to me. Like, yeah, I did not struggle nearly as much. There was no practice that went into this.
Of course not. I don't practice. You didn't tell me we were doing it until like today. So no, I didn't have time to practice. No. Yeah, so get in the Discord. We can chat about this and my great pronunciations. sportsgumbypodcast.com/discord. You can chat with us on Twitter. Gumby runs our official account, SGPNMMA. My account is Jeff Fox Writer. His account is Gumby Vreeland. I have a Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Get in there. Listen to Gumby's other podcast, Top Turtle MMA. Who's on this week? I think you mentioned it last podcast.
Yeah, I talked to An Ho, who is on that LFA 149 card that we broke down last time, and his fight got canceled because his opponent pulled out. But later on in the show, I talked to Felipe Bunez, who's fighting for the vacant flyweight title against Yuma Horiuchi.
There you go. And then read all their stuff, obviously, and listen to all the great podcasts at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We'll be back on Sunday with more goodness for your ears or your ear holes, ear balls, however you want to inject us into your body. Gumby, take us home.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's the brat, Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Sunday.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.